Masechet Kelim Perek Het Mishnah Vav will continue to talk about something that could shield Tum'ah from an earthenware vessel's airspace. The halakha is if a house has a corpse in it, then Tum'ah fills the entire space. Everything within it becomes fit to become Tameh. And the Torah tells us as well that a sealed earthenware vessel, a samid patil, shields whatever inside of it from the tum'ah of a corpse that's in the house. The earthenware cannot become tameh from the outside. The Torah tells us that tum'ah in a house cannot penetrate into a sealed earthenware vessel. Here the Mishnah will tell us the sealed earthenware container inside a tameh oven shields what's inside of the container from the tum'ah of the oven as well. Mishnah says, Bet se'or mukaf samit patil. If there's a sourdough container that's made of earthenware that has a covered seal all around it, hatan venatun letocha tanur, and it was placed inside of an oven, ha-se'or v'ha-sheretz betocho, and the container has in it sourdough and a dead sheretz, v'ha-keretz bentayim, and there's a wall in between them. The sealed sourdough has two completely sealed compartments. One of them has sourdough in them, and the other one has a dead sheretz. So you have to think of a earthenware vessel, and there's two different sections to it. One of them has sourdough, and one of them has a dead sheretz. Hatanur tameh, v'haseor tahor. The tanur itself is tameh. It's tameh from the sheretz that's in the container. There's nothing that blocks the tum'ah of the sheretz from coming out of the container. The Torah only tells us that a sealed earthenware vessel stops tum'ah from coming into it. It doesn't say that it stops tum'ah from going out. So the oven becomes tameh from the sheretz, and because the sheretz is in the airspace, even though the sheretz is in a sealed earthenware container. And the se'or is tahor. The sourdough that's in the container remains pure. The sourdough is in a earthenware vessel that has a samid patil, that has a cover sealed all around it. So it blocks the tum'ah of the oven from coming into that container. So the covering that's all around it is a one-way shield. It shields tum'ah from coming in, but not from going out. V'im haya kazayit min hamet. But if it was a kazayit from a corpse that was in the sourdough container as opposed to a sheretz, hatanur v'habayit tameh, the oven and everything in the house is tameh. The oven is tameh for two reasons. The corpse is in its airspace, and the oven is also in the same house as the corpse. V'haseor tahor, but the seor, the sourdough that's in the container, remains pure. The sourdough here is in a covered up vessel, and it blocks the tum'ah of the corpse and the tum'ah of the oven from entering into the container. Im yesham poteyach tefach, hakol tameh. But if there's an opening of a tefach, by a tefach, in the middle of the dividing wall that separates the kazayit of the corpse from the compartment holding the sourdough, then hakol tameh, everything is tameh. Not only the contents of the house, but and the oven, but even the sourdough. The reason is, if there's a tefach by tefach space, it would allow the tum'ah of the corpse to enter rooms that are under the same roof. That's the way it would work. If there's an opening of a tefach by tefach space in the dividing wall that separates the kazayit of the corpse from the compartment holding the sourdough, then the tum'ah would go everywhere within the home.